So, hi. So one thing that I was invited to do was to share kind of where I came upon this practice, because I'm obviously not born Hindu. Well, not obvious, but I was actually born Jewish into an Ashkenazi Jewish family and had a bat mitzvah at 12 and a half. And I never fully felt aligned. I felt like I had some kind of connection with God or with Source, but it was, I felt forced, sort of, from my parents and culturally. And so when I was in my teens, I sort of rebelled and renounced my faith and religion in general, and was sort of, I had kind of like some PTSD from prayer and God and all those words that are, can get dogmatic and can be triggering if you've been sort of forced into believing something that doesn't feel aligned for you, which maybe we can all sort of have some connection to or experience with. And so I kind of went into my 20s still searching, sort of, knowing that there was something greater and wondering what that was and not feeling connected. And I had been practicing yoga for some time, since I was 15. And when I was in college, I started working at a yoga studio. And then after that, I continued working at a yoga studio after college, and the studio owner, his name was Steve Ross, and he played with Krishna Das, and so he would have some kirtans every so often. And so I went a couple times, and I loved singing. I always was in the choir and loved singing, so I loved being able to sing in a group, and I was like, but this is kind of weird. We're like saying the same thing over and over again. I don't know this language, And then one of the teachers told me to go to a different kirtan and said, I think this will be more your vibe. Go to this place. And I went, and it was Govindas and Radha. So I don't know if any of you know any kirtan singers. And I went to their chant, and I had the most beautiful experience. I had what you may call an awakening or an aha moment. Yeah, my whole soul, I felt oneness. My ego dissolved. I felt like I had met my soul family and my own soul. And I finally was able to connect in the way that I'd been searching for so long through these mantras and bhakti. And so bhakti, you might have seen the journey into the heart, right? Bhakti is just a way, a practice for us to do that, to connect with the divine or source or God, however you define it. And in bhakti, it doesn't matter necessarily who you're praying to or, or what necessarily. Yeah, that whatever you believe and is true for you can be your connection, yeah? So we're not saying that you have to chant Om Hari Om to connect. Like, if this chant is the way you connect, then that's how you connect. If doing some other service is more serving for you, then that's your devotion, yeah? So bhakti truly is devotion, yeah, to Source. And so So I started chanting, and they invited me to sing with them in their band. And I was singing with them, and I met some other kirtan singers. And they brought me into the Hare Krishna, Krishna consciousness, as you may call it. Yeah, which kind of is like drinking the Kool-Aid. It feels like a little bit. So sorry, you've sort of drank a little bit of Kool-Aid. Just a tiny taste, a droplet. Exactly, yeah. And so it just, I wanted more. I wanted more connection. I wanted more of God. I wanted to be with God more. And so I moved into the temple, and it was amazing how much teaching just came in from that desire. And bhakti is the way you can get more connection is by greed. So it's actually good to have greed for bhakti. The more you want God, the more it will manifest for you. And I'm sorry if this is triggering. I know I should not say God, because for me it was triggering for years. So I'm sorry if it's not God, if it's source or light or love, however you define it. Yeah, so just, yeah. So there's a couple, I just wanted to say a couple guidelines of bhakti. One of the main practices is just remembering that there is a connection, that you have a connection with source or God. At any moment that you want to connect, it's always there. You just have to remember. And the kirtan word for that is smarana. Or the Sanskrit word. Yeah, smarana. And then listening. So whether it's chanting or a podcast or music that makes you feel connected, hearing, listening, that word is shravana. Shravana. Yeah. And then chanting. That's my favorite way. Is by connecting with our voices and making an offering, right? And why does it feel so good when we chant in congregation? Because we feel the connection. Right? We really feel it. It's nothing that our minds can figure out necessarily. It's a feeling. Yeah. And so, yeah. I'll just invite you to feel into that connection again and just know that it's there, even when we think it's not there. And I know I've gone through so many moments of like, where are you now, God? Why is this happening to me? Or whatever our dramas, right? Our minds will take us away. Sometimes our circumstances. And so now I do this for a living, pretty much. I also teach yoga as my day job, which is, I don't know if you consider that a job. But and so I just do my best to invite people to connect with Source and their way of connecting, yeah, so that anyone can do it, whatever you believe. That his way isn't right or my way isn't wrong or his way, right? It's not about judging or separating any of us. We're already separated enough, right? It's actually about coming together and accepting all people and beliefs. You already know that, right? And so the more we can let go of our own judgments, the more we can merge with each other and connect on a deeper level. And that's what this chanting practice does for us, is that we, for me especially, because I don't know, I have an idea of what the words mean, but it's an ancient language of vibration. So we can just surrender to the mantra and allow it to take us wherever we need to go, like a healing medicine. And so if you do choose to chant again, not getting concerned about, oh, am I doing it right? Or what does this mean exactly? I don't know if I should be doing this. Yeah, our minds like to keep us separated, keep us distracted, right? And so the more we can just surrender and let ourselves freely sing and offer, right? It's like making an offering. We offered that stone. We're not keeping that stone for ourselves, or we're not, you know, it's kind of hard to quiet a stone, but, you know, sing quieter, worry about how that stone's landing in the water, yeah? But we're just offering it freely. And so